Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands, everybody.
gonna be made. Put your mind at ease.
Don't Welcome back. I am Miss Sandra, your host for this afternoon. Welcome to Legacy Lever Worldwide Empower Radio, like no other. Man, it's a nice, warm, sunny day here in the ATL. I hope it's nice where you at. I hope you're getting some of this vitamin D and E and all that stuff. But don't get too much because, you know, if you're going to stay out there for a while, you need to protect your skin from dangerous ultraviolet rays. So make sure you're covering yourself if you need to cover yourself. If you got allergies, my prayers go out with you. I know that's not an easy thing to deal with, especially here in the ATL. The pollen count is like 9,349. Where did that number even come from? I didn't know it could even get that high. That's ridiculous. And then the thing about it is, we're number 773 on the whole scale. We're number 73. We're not even close in the top 10. So if we're at 9,000, they said extremely high. My prayers just go out for those who have awful allergy conditions. My prayer is that, you know, God will touch you and, you know, open up your eyes, open up your passageway. Some of you might be dealing with asthma as well. So, you know, may God's, you know, grace and mercy just cover you. And I speak a word of healing over you today, that you'll be able to breathe clearly, get all that you need to get so that you can, you know, function right and you don't have to take out of work and take off work and all that stuff. It's just crazy. But at the same time, for those who are able to walk out and just enjoy the air and enjoy the freshness, don't take that for granted. Don't take those little things for granted. Just thank the Lord that you're able to walk, and people that are cutting grass, you're not, you know, falling out because you can't breathe. Somebody just wish right now that they could just breathe and move and have freedom like that. So, you know, while you're out, say a prayer for somebody that you know may be dealing with allergy issues. Even if you don't know them, just pray. You've got little children that have to take inhalers and have to have all kind of special treatments. So let's not take life for granted. Let's not even take breathing clearly for granted. So Ms. Sandra says, you know, I hope you got out there, did a little exercise, power walking. You know, don't stress out, but enjoy life. That's what you're here for. And so we started off the top of the show with the kingdom with Bishop Eddie L. Long. Shout out to my bishop and all the new births and all those connected to us. Youthful Praise with J.J. Harrison, Resting on His Promises. We had Bishop T.D. Jakes and Potter House Choir. It's already done. Believe that. It's already done. What you're worried and stressed out about, God is continue to keep saying, it's already done. And then we ended that with Israel Houghton with Just Want to Say. And that's all, God. I just want to say thank you, Lord. I just want to bless you. I just want to praise you just for another day and opportunity to be able to not only have life, but to share life with others. If you have not smiled, Ms. Sandra says you need to. You need to at least laugh every day, as much as often. Do you know you use every muscle in your body when you laugh? Maybe you didn't know that. Every muscle, when you laugh, is being utilized. So, you know, even when you exercise and you're still not utilizing the same muscles that you do when you laugh, everything in you is strengthened. I just minister to my own self right there. I need to leave my own self and offer it. When you laugh, everything in you is being exercised and strengthened. So why wouldn't you laugh? Even at your enemies, even when people do ugly stuff. I know there's times when you want to just go off and just slap folk, but you can't do. You can't keep living life trying to take all the precautions and everything in your hand. You got to sometimes just, you know, allow God to do it. Allow, He got you. He said He even laughs. He even gets His laughs on. So just remember that next time when you think about it, that when you laugh, everything in you is strengthened and encouraged. And I want you to continue to be encouraged every single day, every single morning, Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're saying, well, Ms. Sandra, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the power of prayer as one. You know, a lot of people, we can do a whole lot of different things. We can do, you know, have shows. We can have big events. We can have major concerts. We can have speaking engagements. We can have power. And we can pack the place out. I mean, we have gone to some things where I remember going to the Exodus concert, and I mean, the line was around the corner. I mean, and they still could, New Birth sits about 8,000 folks. And then some, that's, you know, and accommodate the overflow. We've got the multipurpose room. We've got the chapel. All of that was filled, and still people couldn't get in. And then as soon as we say for prayer, we hear crickets. God is doing a new thing. We're going to have to change that, because if you really want to touch God's heart in this season, you're going to have to know how to pray for yourself. It's one thing to have folk praying for you, but you need to really, in this season, learn how to cry out to God for yourself. And it doesn't take all that. Some of y'all just think you got to go on a 40-day fast and come up with all these special words just to talk to God. No, you don't. All you got to do is say, sometimes, Lord, help me. You may not even have nothing else to come to mind at that time. Lord, help me, and watch him show up. You may, if you mean that from the heart and just say it out there, hey, you know, God is listening, and he's willing and he's able to do exactly what he said he's going to do. So, you know, for the prayer, you know, just call in at 559-726-1050. 559-726-1050. And the overflow number is 530-881-1050. The overflow number, again, is 530-881-1050. And if you want to listen online or by way of iPad or iPhone, or if you got a smartphone or whatever, you know, whatever technical device you want to use, you can also log on to www.newbirth.org. If you just go on and you just see the icons for PC or Mac, you can click on that. And you also can see the icon for iPad or iPhone, and you can click on that and listen via internet. How wonderful is that? I love technology, especially when it's used for the correct purposes. It really helps benefit the kingdom, and it can also connect us as one, all at the same time. Look at God. And so, you know, we're talking about, you know, a number of different things. We had Pastor Paula White on there this morning, and yesterday we had Bishop Neil Ellis, and, you know, we just, you know, the things that they said about God doing a new thing, a fresh thing, a new sound, that we need to get, you know, sensitive to God's voice. We need to get into worship. We need to make sure we're spending more time with him, because God is doing something new, and the only way we're going to hear it is when we get in his presence and we allow him to speak to us. A lot of times we don't say, you know, a lot of times we thought we were in God's presence. We done said what we wanted to say. Now, we done had our whole list of what we want him to do, but we didn't give him an opportunity to talk back to us. We didn't give him an opportunity to, you know, heal us. We didn't give him an opportunity to respond to what how he feels. We just said what we had to say, and we bounced. I hope that's not how you are in relationships. I hope you just don't just go in people's relationships and you say what you got to say and walk away and left the person there all full and don't have their opportunity to say what they need to say. So, you know, God is saying, hey, come in my presence. I got some things I need to share with you, but you need to get close to me in this season so I can speak to you directly and you can hear my voice without distractions. So, you know, God is doing a new thing. And, you know, it took me to the scripture in Isaiah 43, and I started reading in the NIV, and it says, forget the former things in 18, do not dwell on the past. Forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. Let me say that one more time. Forget the former things and do not dwell in the past. Some of us, again, I talked about this last week, we need to stop taking daily visits to the cemetery. And when I say cemetery, I'm not talking about literally going to a cemetery, but I'm talking about the graveyard that's planted in our mind. And I wish, you know, you could get Dr. Carolyn Leaf's book talking about, you know, the mind, talking about the brain and how the brain is just designed, and it sprouts trees. And some of us got a lot of dark trees. The brain cells or the brain stems look just like trees. And so if your brain stems are black, guess what? It's stuff there that is poison to your mind, it's poison to your body, and it's not healthy for you. So therefore, if that's what you're producing in your mind, then guess what? That's what's getting ready to come out of you, is the negative stuff, the dead stuff, the stuff that carries dead weight. And so in our minds, we need to be delivered from visiting the cemetery every single day. We need a renew. We need to be refreshed. We need to be rejuvenated and regenerated in our mind. It says here, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. That's enough right there. Forget the past. Forget what you used to do. And it's not always sometimes negative. Sometimes we're still rejoicing on the success stories that we done had 10, 15 years ago. God is saying, look, I got some new success stories for you right now, but if you stay stuck on yesterday's success story, you're going to miss the move. You shouting about you got 1,000 fish when God said, I done moved on the other side of the ocean where I done built a whole new cruise line for you so you can catch 10 million fish, and you still stuck on your 1,000. So, you know, God is saying, look, don't get stuck on the former things, what you used to do that made you successful, that made you a great and successful entrepreneur, business leader, leadership in the school system, that might have been good then, but I'm doing something new now. And if you don't get on board with me and get sensitive to my spirit and in the flow of what I'm doing, you're going to miss it. He says, now it springs up. Isn't that something? He says, why did he say spring up? Are we not about to be all up in spring? Are we not in spring? Are the trees leaves getting ready to bud? Is the grass about to turn green? Are the birds chirping? Are the bees out? Well, they are out here in Atlanta. I don't know about some of y'all might be in a little bit colder climates where it hasn't happened yet, but it's on the way. You know spring is on the way. You see the birds coming, and some of us have to wash our cars 2 and 3 times a week because we got a lot of birds that fly over our car, but it's an indication that the warm weather is coming. He says, now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? In other words, God is saying, make it aware. Make it aware. Be aware of your surroundings. Be able to discern the times. Be able to discern the seasons, what season it is and what's getting ready to happen. So if you're not, then you can't see. Therefore, you can't hear. Therefore, you will continue to keep visiting the cemetery of your past. But he said, I'm doing something new, something fresh. So if you want to be on board with me, you've got to forget. That's number one. You want to see something new, you've got to be able to discern what season you're in. And he said, I am making a way in the desert. Now, the Amplified says this. It says, I am making a way in the wilderness, in the rivers, in the desert. Now, that's very significant there. He said, I'm making a way in the wilderness. And so I looked up what it said about the wilderness, and it says, what is uninhabited and uncultivated. In other words, you might be in a season where you feel it's the wilderness. You might feel that it's the desert. You feel everything around you is starting to dry up, or it feels like it's been dry for a while, or God has been ready to send you to a place that you're saying, God, why in the world are you sending me here? Ain't nothing happening, Jesus. It's dead. I don't know why you brought me here. What? Father, why I can't go where it's prospering? Why can't I go where there's a lot of rivers, a lot of the water is overflowing, the trees, the birds are singing in harmony? Why you send me to a place with some crows and some dead leaves on the tree? Why you send me? He said, I'm making a way in the wilderness, and I'm bringing rivers in the desert. In other words, God is saying that what you perceive to be dead, or what you see perceived to be unproductive, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Right where you are, where you think it's not going to prosper, I'm about to make a way for you. I'm about to prosper you right there. You ain't got to go right there. I'm about to make a way right there in the word. He said where it's uninhabited and uncultivated. He's like, I've got to do a new thing in you to produce that so that when I show up, I'm showing up in a place where they said, ain't no way in the world God will show up here. Yeah, he's getting ready to do a new thing, so he's not going to recreate something. He's not going to take something off and build something to put it back together. He's doing something totally new. So my prayer for you today is just to be open to what God is doing. Again, I don't like the term think outside the box. I don't like that term because God has never talked about a box in the Bible. That's just us with our limited mindset, our limited thinking, because we're thinking how we want to think. But see, when you get full of God, the possibilities in God are endless. Therefore, you start thinking like him. That's why he said, take on my mind. When you take on my mind, then I can agree with myself through myself. It ain't about you, but it's what he's saying that's in you. And I talked about today, I was on Facebook today, you know, I was hitting some things up because when I talk, I'm really saying stuff to myself, you know, I'm reminding myself and where I'm supposed to be. And I know, you know, I help bring a lot of encouraging words to other people. So I'm held accountable for every word that I speak out of my mouth or type out and hit the button send. So I'm accountable for that. And I was talking about, you know, you got to go after your purpose. Giftings are great. Giftings will, yeah, giftings has made a lot of us rich or a lot of us, you know, got great connections to our giftings. But what is your purpose? God is talking about your purpose. What is your purpose? It's that thing that he's called you to do before you were placed in your mom's womb in Jeremiah 1 and 5. What has he called you to do before you were even born? That is your purpose. What did you say yes to before you were born here on earth? And you're wondering why you can't get comfortable with certain things because he's not going to allow you to until you start walking in your purpose. And when you're walking in your purpose, then he says, then I will be lifted up. That's when people will see Christ all up in you. And he says, then I will draw all men unto me. They're drawn because of your purpose. You know why certain speakers and certain artists pack out a place? It's because they're drawn to that person's purpose, not so much their gifting, but their purpose, because the purpose will continue to work even when their giftings ain't working for them. Even when people walk away, your purpose will continue to operate. Your purpose cannot be stopped. Even when they assassinated Dr. Martin Luther King, they might have killed him, but they did not kill his purpose. His purpose is still alive and well, and it's still manifesting, and it's still growing. What is your purpose that will continue to live on? Even if they try to assassinate your character, your purpose will continue to speak out the truth. Even when people lie and betray and walk away from, your purpose will continue to stand. Your purpose will continue to grow strong. Your purpose will keep telling you to go on when you want to give up. What is your purpose today? He said, I'm making a new way. I'm building something even in your wilderness state, even in the desert. I'm going to show you some place where you think it's all totally dead and there's no way anything can produce any good out of that. I'm making a way in your wilderness. I'm making a way in the uncultivated. I'm making a way where there's uncharted waters. I'm bringing some serious fish to you in the deep, in the deep of uncharted waters. Yeah. I'm preaching to my own self as well. Where is God's assignment for you? That your purpose will manifest a way where folks said, no way that's going to happen up in here. Where is God telling you to go? What is God telling you to do that your purpose will continue to rise up and draw men unto Christ? What is your purpose today? Whatever it is, I'm telling you, is something new and it's something fresh. It's something that you have never done before. It's something that you probably told God you would never do. It's probably something that you said, in no way. And God is saying, yes, way, that's where I'm sending you. That's what I want you to do. It's called purpose. So whatever your purpose is, that's what's going to feed you in these new seasons. Whatever your purpose is, that's what the new thing is. That's what that newness is, that new sound. So Miss Sandra is challenging you today to get into your purpose. Behold, he's doing a new thing, and behold, he's doing something that has never happened before. So I'm getting ready to get into some great music, and I'm just excited because, you know, my guest that's coming on today, and his name is Jarrell J. Fly Flynn, and he's just phenomenal, and I just really want to talk today about, you know, how big is your dream foundation and all the things that he's doing with the youth, and he's just an awesome person. I met, it's funny how we met, because we met in a place that you didn't think, you know, you'd just end up developing a great networking relationship with young people. But we met in Panera Bread. He was in a business meeting. I was in a business meeting. And, wow, it took off from there. And so, you know, I just enjoy what he's doing with the young people. And he will be up in just a few. And it's just going to be an awesome show because he's got a great, great concert coming up on this Saturday that you just absolutely do not want to miss. It's the Unity Band concert, and he has just, you know, him and his staff has just poured so much time into this. And so coming up right after this this song by Ty Tribbett, and it's talking about fresh. And that's what this young man is doing. He's doing something fresh, and he's doing it through music, and he's doing it through his love for young people. And I just can't wait to bring him on in just a few. But I'm just getting ready to get into this track and what I just talked about. And it's talked about, again, fresh. God is wanting to do something new, something fresh. Again, this is Miss Foundry, and if you're just logging in or just calling in, welcome back to Legacy Lever Worldwide, Empower Radio like no other. And I'm just so excited about my upcoming guest who is getting ready to come on in just a few. And he's known as Jay Fly, and he's just an awesome, awesome person. I got a chance to also attend one of his events at the McDonald's on Turner Hill, and I was able to meet his family and meet his staff and meet the the people, you know, that helping him to market and draw everything together, and just wonderful, wonderful, great, awesome people. And I'm just so excited about what he's doing, because he is doing something fresh, and he is bringing a new sound, not just to Georgia, but everywhere he goes. And coming up again on this Saturday, March 24, 2012, prominent drummer Jor-El J. Sly Flynn will present his How Big Is Your Dream Unity Concert, held at the Porter Sanford III Performing Arts Center. This will be a fundraising event that will benefit the foundation and educational partnerships with Tower High School, Washington High, Miller Grove, and Mays. The educational component for the concert is essential for the foundation to continue to provide a platform to guide students in mastering their talents in all major aspects of music, diversity through live entertainment. How awesome is that? He's pouring his heart out back into the youth. Awesome. For the past year, J. Fly has worked diligently in crafting a concert experience through exposure to the community to support live music and music education in Atlanta. He has graced the stage with many renowned instrumentalists and vocalists who have supported passion and mission for his series. His recent concerts included notable performances by Alex Bunyan, Sherelle, Bobby Brown, Eric Essex, and Joey Summerfield. In correlation with this concert, J. Sly Foundation, How Big Is Your Dream, was formed to promote, educate, and develop youth to excel in music. I want to say that one more time. It was formed to promote, educate, and develop youth to excel in music. Throughout this past year, the foundation has played an integral role in assisting schools in Atlanta, Decatur, and Waycross, Georgia, which is his hometown, with providing musical instruments, scholarships, y'all, scholarships and mentorships to deserving students in those areas. Donations and contributions to the foundation will be accepted also at this concert. Of course, I'm talking about the Unity Band concert, which is on this Saturday, or online at www.howbigisyourdream.org. In addition to this foundation and concert series, J. Fly was inspired by the many artists that he has worked with to expand his musical vision and journey through producing his first studio album, Hypnotic, which was released in November 2011. Considered as a contemporary jazz album by music journalists and radio personalities, Hypnotic captures rhythmic melodies in a diverse mixture of harmonic tunes. The album features notable Atlanta musicians Phil Davis, Joey Summerfield, Ike Stubblefield, Brian Kilgore, Clarence T. Lee Hill, Trey Gilbert, Ryan Whitehead, and the vocals from Shamora Crawford and Daniel Moore. There are two songs on the album that are currently in rotation on the jazz station, WCLK 91.9 FM, Get Your Gear Up, written by Phil Davis, and The Wind, written by Clarence T. Lee Hill. His recent album release, Party in November 2011, was a huge success with 1,000 fans in attendance. Hypnotic will be available for purchase the night of the concert, which I'm talking about happening this Saturday. So again, without further ado, I'm getting ready to bring live on air my special, special guest for this afternoon, Mr. Jor-El J. Fly Flynn. Welcome to Legacy Libra Worldwide.
Hi, how are you doing?
How you doing, I'm sir?
I'm great. I'm stepping out of rehearsal so I can talk to you.
All right. Yeah. Well, I thank you for that. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, I'm very excited about what's getting ready to happen this weekend. And, you know, it's not just a concert, but it's, you can consider a movement and, you know, trying to help set an example of shaping our younger minds that's going to one day take the stage where I'm at today.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. You're just so awesome when especially your heart is such a giving heart, especially to the youth. Where did your passion come from as far as, you know, developing or mastering your giftings and your purpose in music?
Well, the passion actually came from, you know, I'm a church boy. I grew up playing in church. And, you know, I will say the passion didn't really become for real, until I moved to Atlanta after graduating out of high school. And, you know, the thing about me and my passion is I didn't have anybody in front of me to say that this is something that you really could pursue. and they made me feel like my gift wasn't a gift that could take care of me, but it was just a hobby. And, you know, God gives us gifts that can sustain us. And through that, me learning that my gift was a gift that was meant to be shared with the world, and once I start focusing in on the gift that God allowed me to have, that's when, you know, the gift became passion, and my passion became destiny. So, you know, when I moved up here, it changed and it turned, and I've been pursuing and digging deeper and deeper into my gift ever since.
That is so awesome. Jay Fly, I'm just, you know, first I just want to say, you know, I am just, you know, so proud of you, especially, you know, being a man, and just being able to, you know, just remain focused and, you know, determined to make your gift make room for you where you are getting paid and getting paid very well and traveling the world. That is just awesome. So I know when we first met, you were telling me about, you know, your youth foundation. I really want to talk about that just a little bit. Explain to us how big is your dream? Because, you know, I'm posting it on Facebook and I'm tweeting it. I'm trying to put it on my website. And, you know, a lot of people may say, how big is your dream? How come I've never really heard of that before? Could you just explain to our listeners, what is how big is your dream?
Well, how big is your dream is, you know, all of us have dreams, whether we believe it or not. We all have visions about things that could make us one day, you know, live our destiny. And a lot of times what it is, we have dreams, but we don't have anybody that's there to help us pursue our dreams or to say, okay, I had a dream like you. Let me help and show you how you can make that dream a reality. So what the question is, how big is your dream? Then I have an exclamation point behind the question, which says, okay, once you determine your dream, let's put action into your dream so we can make that be manifested. So how big is your dream is Jay Fly going back into the schools. When I come off the road with New Edition, Cameo, when I do Soul Train, Sunday Best, all these other people I play with, I go back into schools and show them and show kids how you could make it by following your dreams, but you don't have to sell out by taking drugs, being locked up, thinking you have to sell yourself out to be accepted. Because one thing I've learned, if a person don't like you, they're going to like you. And if they're not going to like you, you'll never be able to do enough to make them accept you. So that's what How Big Is Your Dream is all about.
Wow. So you got the How Big Is Your Dream, and I noticed also that you're going into a lot of the different high schools. So what type of program do you present when you go into connecting with the high schools and working with the young people?
Okay. Well, mostly mentorships, scholarships, but what I like to bring is access to the knowledge that I've learned through music and being in the music. And I go in and they're able to relate to me because they say, oh, man, he's hip because he's played with Rick Ross or Trey Songz. But when I open my mouth, it's the same message that their administrators and their principals have been trying to get over. And sometimes, you know, people just need to see the same message in a different package. So that's all I'm bringing. Follow your dreams and pursue your dreams.
I like that, the same message but in a different package, and that's exactly what I was talking about earlier about doing something new, something fresh, not always presenting it the same way, but doing something different, but it's the same message, and that's just awesome. So, you know, I probably got a lot of young people listening in, a lot of people, you know, that, you know, love your music. What is it like with Jay Fly? What is a day like with Jay Fly when it comes to, you know, getting prepared for the concert or getting ready to play on the drums? What kind of day would that be like?
Well, my day is definitely, the first thought in my mind is I'm an overcomer because I feel like our days are patterned by how we start thinking and processing. So I try to shape and train my mind to start off with positive thoughts and positive thinking. Then, you know, I have a daily scripture that I read as it relates to, you know, making sure that I'm connecting the dots at pursuing my dreams. And from there, I'm normally practicing and learning music and, you know, just trying to perfect the gift. And I try to make sure that as well as my gift, I make sure my soul is fed and that I continuously nurture it because I'm a target. and I'm human just like anybody else. So I have to constantly work at trying to be a great example for our youth, and only God can help me with that. So it's definitely a strategic plan that I have, and, you know, it's a discipline, but it's definitely well worth it.
Man, that, you know, but you just awesome. You just awesome. I just, you know, praise God, thank God for you just saying yes to what he's called and purposed you to do. And I just thank God that he's just opening up doors, not just doors, but opening up the heavens for you and with your heart with the young people. And so, you know, we're coming up to something that's just so amazing and so awesome that's coming up this Saturday. Could you just tell us a little bit about this big Unity Band concert that everybody's buzzing about?
Yeah, it's the Unity concert, and it's just, you know, a bunch of my friends and a bunch of high schools coming together. The high schools are going to share the stage with us, and, you know, we're going to have drum lines, we're going to have dancing, just a big collaboration of the arts and a night fun feel where you don't have to worry about your bills, you don't have to worry about your current problems, but we're just saying come together as a family to get one common goal over, and that's unity. No race, no color, no creed, no age, no demographic going to separate us. It's all about unity.
Awesome. Jay Fly. And so, you know, the Unity Band concert, how big is your dream?
Right.
All of it is focused, again, on youth. So, okay, so the things that are being funded into this program, it's how is it going to be distributed among, you know, the different youth? Is it just music or is it other things incorporated with that?
Well, on the Unity Night, we're focusing in on music, but, you know, with that comes empowerment, with that comes association, with that comes an example of how you can be a young man or a young woman without selling yourself out. But, you know, through How Big Is Your Dream, we still offer scholarships, we still offer mentorships, and we still just offer access to the industry from a different world. You know, a lot of people see media and think, oh, man, I got to do this, I got to do that in order to make it. But I want to give you a realistic approach on the industry and a hands-on approach. So that's what it's all about.
Awesome, Jay Fly. So, you know, as we're getting ready to wind, because I know you're in rehearsal, and again, I thank you so much for taking out that time, because I know you're preparing for this great and awesome movement that's happening Saturday, and it will just continue to grow and spread worldwide. What was a defining moment for you that you knew, okay, not only am I called to do this, but I was born for this moment?
Well, the defining moment, I actually was in school for electronic technology, and this is my story. I only had one semester to go, but I got called by a real close friend that's a bass player by the name of Trey Gilbert, and he asked me, he was like, you know, I know you're in school, but it's a tour that's getting ready to go out, and do you want to do this tour with me? You can. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to. And the tour is with Kelly Price. And from that point, I said, well, you know what? I'm going to walk out on faith. And I went on that tour, and from that tour, I went to Montel Jordan. From Montel Jordan, I went to Ann Nesby, and the ball has continued to build. And, you know, that was a defining moment to believe God, walk with your eyes closed so he can be open for you.
Wow. Now, that's huge. That's huge because a lot of us and get stuck, you know, because we're looking and we're trying to weigh the options here. But I thank you for sharing that that moment that you stepped out on faith and it, God just has blessed you tremendously. And for some people that don't know you or the people that listen that aren't familiar with you, could you just a little bit, because, again, we're talking about How Big Is Your Dream today and the Unity Band concert, but could you just share some of the greats? I read some of them, but share some of the greats that God has allowed you to grace the stage with.
At the end of this year, I did the New Edition, went from New Edition to T-Bo Bryson and Deborah Cox, from that to Cameo, and before that, Soul Train Award, Sunday's Best. You know, I've played with Bootsy Collins. You know, I've played with Jeff Lober, Alex Bouillon. I mean, Paul Taylor. I played with Kurt Franklin. Like I say, it's so many artists that I played with. You know, I just see them all as common friends sharing a gift, and all of us just have bigger stage to show it. But the thing about all of these people, they're no different from you and I. And the thing is, God has allowed them to tap into their gift, that we can see their gift at work on a bigger stage. So it does my heart good to be on stage and to play with so many different people. And me, I can remain consistent and remain the person that God has allowed me to be. I don't have to change because I'm with this person or with the other person. I can remain that same person.
Amen. Amen. I just thank you so much for your love and your passion, for one, for God. And again, mm-hmm. doing what you are purposed to do. And if you know, I'm just getting ready to let you go because I know you got to get back into your rehearsal. But if you could just share one last word with the young people that are listening about pursuing their passion, but not only that, making their dreams happen, but how important it is to make sure that God is the top priority.
Well, it all is summed up. Don't ever let anybody tell you what you can or cannot do as it relates to what God has for you. And if you keep God first, He'll open all doors and make your pathway great. You know, my mom said something great to me. She said, you have to rise above sea level, and what sea level is, S-E-E, and that's the level that you are naturally able to see at. And once you rise above that and let God be your vision, then you have nowhere to go but up from there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, J-Fly, for taking out this time to, you know, share with our listeners worldwide. Again, how can our listeners get in contact with you or connect with you so they can find out more information about your upcoming events and you know, your upcoming things and what you're doing also in schools, maybe even come out to the schools and help support some of your events there?
They can go to howbigisyourdream.org. Howbigisyourdream.org. Or jflymusic.com, jflymusic.com, and you always can stay connected.
All right. Well, thank you so much again, J-Fly. I definitely will be connecting with you on some great things as we continue to go across the borders and unite as one. And definitely, again, you guys check out the Unity Band concert coming up on this Friday, March 24th, starting at 7. For more information, again, you can find out about that on howbigisyourdream.org. Again, thank you so much, J-Fly, and God continue to bless you and your family as y'all continue to take this movement worldwide. God bless you.
Thank you and love you. I appreciate it.
All right. Love you too. Take care.
Here we go. Break your people through. Come on, y'all.
I'm dying, oh Lord, I have heard your voice, and it told of your love towards me. Good looks and clean clothes, Sunday morning for people, then that's gone, then that's gone. Fame and fortune, y'all, self-indulgence, then that's gone. But what about God? I want God. I don't want to be a star, just want to be a son. Oh, I want God. If no one knows that I've arrived, that means I'm hiding in his heart. Oh, I want God. Listen. Can we worship again? Living like there's no sin. Wanting God. Wanting God, yeah. Make it Sunday morning, Monday through the week, cause we want God. We want God. Oh, I want God. I don't wanna be a star. Wanna be a star. I want God. No one knows that I'm alive. That means I'm hiding in his heart. Woo!
Give me that joy I can't explain, an extra peace that'll ease my pain. Come on, that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Anybody ready? Ready for his glory? Sick of a life.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Uh-oh.
Every place that's dark.
Uh-oh.
He will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars. Time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong. Here by grace, through Christ by faith, I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain, add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Uh-oh.
Anybody tired?
Uh-oh.
You want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New song.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And first he's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
No more miracle water. Calls for money and fame.
Uh-oh.
Everybody got a title.
Uh-oh.
But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people fall on our face and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
The sound, and that's what my word for you today is, listen to that sound. The only sound that you can hear is when you get in his presence, when your worship draws closer to him. And I just had an awesome interview. He was in a rehearsal, but this is God's favor. He was in a rehearsal. Now he's practicing and preparing for this awesome, huge event on Saturday, the Unity concert. And he took time to come talk with Miss Sandra and to talk worldwide to all of our listeners and supporters about what he's doing and how God definitely has had his hand, has had his hand over him. I mean, you know, that's God's favor. When God says you're in a season, when God said he'll give you favor with him and with man, that's exactly what I see him doing. He didn't have to come out of his concert. He didn't have to come out of his practice to do that for me, but he did. And so I didn't keep him long, but we got right to the point, and he is definitely a man on fire for God. And, again, I met a wonderful family a few weeks ago at an event that he does with in partnership with McDonald's, and it's just, again, bringing young people together and allowing them to walk forward and pursue their passion in music, whether it be through playing on the drums or playing, you know, the piano, keyboards, or if it's singing. I mean, he's just reaching out and giving back. And again, you know, I believe he's only in his 30s. He's not someone old, you know, and he is a family man. So he, you know, he travels around the world with different artists, and yet he comes back and he continues to pursue his purpose, and that is laying such a strong foundation and causing a great movement that starting in Georgia. But I promise you, this thing is about to take off and go worldwide. It already has, because he was just on this worldwide show. So, again, you definitely want to catch this J-Fly event, this How Big Is Your Dream event. Again, it's at the Porter Sanford Third Performing Arts and Community Center. The address is 3181 Rainbow Drive, Decatur, Georgia, this Saturday, March 24th, 2012. General admission starts at 7 p.m., and if you want to buy the VIP reception starts at 6 p.m. If you need tickets, or for more information, you can log on to www.howbigisyourdream.org. And if you need to call, you can call at 678-712-4348. And the Unity concert this weekend will be hosted by Atlanta's own Wanda Smith of V103, the People's Station. And so all our J-Fly supporters, fans, if you don't know anything about J-Fly, the fact that he's doing kingdom business is enough to go and support. We don't have to keep doing a whole lot of name dropping. Just know that when God has some his hand on someone's life, we need to just go ahead on and support. We support everything else. If it was, I said Beyonce or somebody else, you'd be right. You'd be done, got your ticket 4 or 5 months ago. This is kingdom business, and he's making major, huge changes in young people's lives, and not just young people, but families, communities. Because when you reach out to the child, you're reaching the parent. When you can transform the child's mind and transform the child from inside out, you help change a whole family. Then you help build and change a whole community. And that's what he said. It's not just a concert. It's a movement, and I promise you he's going to be having tours of Unity concerts everywhere. And what he's doing, what I love, and I love when great minds think alike. That's when you know you're thinking kingdom and you're thinking like God. You know, you have DeKalb County, you have Rockdale County, you have Fulton County, all these different counties that keep us separate. Yet when we drive, we cross these lines every single day. And God is saying, look, in these times, because the enemy is getting so strategic with his stuff, we need to become one. And that's what he's doing. We're becoming one on prayer every day at 6:30 a.m. And he's doing his thing, getting into these school systems, getting into these high schools, and just bringing different high schools together. And we even talked about crossing some lines in Rockdale County, all being one sound, becoming one powerful, huge, moving sound. So, again, information for this Unity concert can be found on the website at www.howbigisyourdream.org. And, again, if you want to call, you can call at 678-712-4348. If you want to connect with J-Fly, if you want to find out more about his music, or you want him, you know, you want to book him, or you want to know when he's doing another concert, just go onto his website at www.jfly.org. It's FLYmusic.com. He also has his album release, Hypnotic. You can just purchase it even right off of his website. It says you can't make the concert on Saturday, but you want to be a part of it. You want to support what he does. You want to support his music. Again, you can donate online at howbigisyourdream.org, or you can purchase his music on his website at jflymusic.com. How awesome, awesome, awesome is that? And again, he did this, that he has, he was brought up in the church. He was brought up with God. God has been on his life even before he was born, and praise God for his parents that continued to raise him in that way and in which way he was supposed to go. And he, again, one of his defining moments was to go on this concert tour even while he was still in school, and he took a chance by faith, and God has been opening up heavens for him ever since then. But he didn't go and just pursue his own thing. He came back and gave. And so I encourage you, I implore you. Miss Sandra says, go have a great time at this concert. You definitely want to be there. That is the place to be on this Saturday, again, March 24th, and starting at 7 p.m. And if you get your VIP tickets, you definitely have a reception before the concert starts at 6 p.m. Again, that's at the Porter Sanford Performing Arts Center in Decatur, Georgia. So Ms. Sandra has had such an awesome, awesome time with you today. And, you know, what I talked about earlier, remember, God is doing something new, something fresh, in a place where you didn't think that a river could flow, in a place where you didn't think trees could grow. I didn't mean to rhyme like that, but that's just how it came out. So don't limit God in what he's doing. Wherever he's sending you, then that means there's work to do. There's some places that need to, a way that needs to be made, in a place where other folk probably said, no way. And God has called you and prepared you and purposed you just for this moment. And Miss Andrea never does a show without offering Christ. And so the Bible says in Romans 10:9, it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that, you know, he died for your sins, that God raised him, and God raised him from the dead. And on the third day, you know, God raised him from the dead, and now he's seated with the right hand of the Father. If you believe that, and so you said, you're talking about, you know, pursuing purpose. Well, you can't know your purpose without Christ. Some of us think we're operating in our purpose, and it's really our gifting, it's our talents. But what are you purposed to do, that when your talents and your gifts aren't working for you no more, you still have that passion to get up and keep moving forward? That's called purpose. Your purpose will show up when everything else fails. Your purpose, again, will show up, and it will speak highly for you even when you have to remain silent. Your purpose will keep you in position and keep you focused even when distractions, even when the little nagging gnats and everything else are around you. So if you've never confessed Christ, I just want to take just a moment for you, with you, and just say this, these simple words, that, Lord, I realize that I can do nothing without you, that my life is empty without you, that my life is purposeless without you. I need you. I confess everything that I've done wrong. And Lord, I thank you that you died for someone like me, that while I was still in sin, you gave your life for me. I thank you for loving me. I thank you for saving me. Come into my heart now. I need you as my Savior and my Lord. And I confess that out loud. I confess that before men. And I believe it in my heart. And then if you believe that, if you believe right now, if you said that for the first time, and some of us even may have, you know, drifted away, look, now is the time as any. Stop saying that you're trying to get yourself together. It doesn't work like that. Just go head on and let God do what he do. But the only way you have access to the Father is through his Son. And so if you confess that for the first time, guess what? You're saved. You say, well, I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel no who shabapa tandaro kobobo. No, it's not going to be like that. But, you know, once you're saved, you know you're saved, then Miss Andrea needs you to get discipled. Now, that's where the work comes. The easy part is confessing and accepting. Now you need to pick up your own cross, meaning now you need to make a decision that you're going to follow and pursue after Christ. You're going to start getting developed. You're going to start, you know, going training. It's like, you, okay, some of us who are into sports, you can't go play football or basketball, and you can get out there and you can throw, you can bounce, but there's proper techniques to learn. There's proper plays that you have to learn. You have to show up for practice. You have to build your inner strength. You just can't get out there. Yeah, you can throw a ball. You can play in the neighborhood, but if you want to get to a professional level, you have to go through strategic training. And that training is going to require a lot of your sacrifice. It's going to require a lot of your time, and you have to stay focused. And that's what discipleship, you got to learn to get focused. You need to learn how to apply the word properly. You need to learn how to pray. You need to learn there's different strategic things you need to learn so that you can stay victorious at all times. And so the Sandra said, great, you are now saved. I celebrate. Heaven is rejoicing with you, but make sure you get discipled. And so just pray, ask God where to lead you. You need to get connected. You need to have a covering. You need to have a pastor over your life or a shepherd over your life. Now, you may say, hey, I can't get to the church. I don't have a car. Look, you go online, pray. God will show you. I promise you, he will show you. He will tell you who you're supposed to be connected with. And when you get connected, you stick with it. Stick with it and don't give up. And so I have definitely had a great time with you today. Again, check Jay Fly out on his website at www.jayflymusic.com and definitely connect with him with How Big Is Your Dream, the Youth Foundation. That's just a movement transforming lives of the young people through music across counties, across the states, and moving worldwide. And so I just thank God for, again, that connection. I definitely will be sharing this interview on all the social networks. And you're saying, well, Ms. Sandra, how can we connect with you? You can find me on Facebook at Lasandra J. Hardy. You also can find me on Twitter at Legacy_Lever. I also have my own website at www.legacyleverinc.org. And so you can, if you need me to come speak at some of your schools, or you want to book me for an engagement, definitely hit me up there. There's a number of different things, you know, that I can do. You need a stage manager, stage crew. You need somebody to run a play for you. You need somebody to write a play for you. I'm also a published author. You want to hit me up on some books. You need some books. Let me know. Reach out to me. I'm more than willing to help. Again, when you pursue your purpose, that's what will continue to wake you up and get you out of that bed every morning, even when your giftings or your talents are not moving. Amen. So it's been great. It's been refreshing. Again, go back and study Isaiah 43 for me. And 18 and 19, about what God is talking about, that new fresh thing. And again, we're going to just praise and thank God, draw closer to him this week, focus in on him and what he's saying, and watch God move. God bless you. We're getting ready to end this show and rock out with Kiki Sheard, Grateful. Remember that the people are around you may not say anything to you, but they're watching your walk. So be careful of the words that you speak. Be careful how you live before others, because whether you realize it or not, you are making an impact. Whether that'll be positive or negative, the choice is up to you. God is doing something new, something fresh, something that has never been done before, and all he needs is one. Will that one be you? God bless you. Until I talk to you again, may God's grace, peace, and love rest upon you and your household. Let's go.